Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here on CalBanyan.com. Oh, man. I tell you, it's awesome here in Dallas, Texas. From about May until about December, every day it's 95 degrees. And I tell you, it's not so bad if you're on a motorcycle going down the road or if you're in an air-conditioned office or an air-conditioned car. But my favorite way is to be on my motorcycle going on down the road. I was just taking my motorcycle in for some service the other day, and they're going, man, you put a lot of miles on this thing. I said, ride just about every day. So a couple months ago, I rode to San Diego and back. Last month, I rode it up to Washington, D.C. for Rolling Thunder and back. It was awesome. So I just ride the heck out of that thing. All right, let's see. Do I recommend you get a motorcycle? No, but I have to have one. All right, so Cal Banyan here, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. And you know what? I want to help you succeed. That's my goal. I want to lift the profession. And so what I have on CalBanyan.com is, I mean, literally hundreds of videos where you can just go there, just hit that big red arrow, see there, and then say, hey, I want to subscribe, and I'll send you a link to over 500 videos, all about 20 minutes long, and each single one has some nuggets in it that you can use to make yourself a better hypnotist or to make your hypnosis practice better, run your business better, have more business. All right, let's see. I've got my magical little clipboard with me, and I've got, let's see here. I got some cool stuff. Let me write down. Oh, yeah, we covered that. And so now, what if you could learn a system of hypnosis that worked for virtually everything? That's right. Last video I put out was, what if there was a script that would work for everything? And I mentioned 5-path. And so I'm going to get into really understanding 5-path. And what if there was a really, really, really good system out there? And I think there is. All right. Before I get into that, let me do my little bit of commercial. Hopefully I'll get this video out in time for you to get into the class on July 9th through the 20th. You know what's happening? The National Guild of Hypnotists approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. It is 10 days long. We have two of them coming up. One is July 9th to the 20th, and the weekend off in the middle. So it's 5 days of class, 2 days off, 5 days of class. And then we have October 1st through the 12th, and of course, the 2 days off in the middle. And if you're watching this video, like in 2019 or 20 or 30 or 40, and you want to find out about my training schedule, then what you want to do is go to CalBanyan.com, and my training schedule is always there, along with training materials that I have for you. All right. The big theme right now is this is June. That means July is coming, which means August is coming, which means August 10th, 11th, and 12th is coming, and you need to be at the one place where, you know, most serious hypnotists is, and that is the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. So you need to go to ngh.net, or maybe I'll have a link below, and you can just Google National Guild of Hypnotists Convention, and you're going to find out there's a whole bunch of really great speakers there. You're going to find out that's where the action is. And if you're a 5-pather, every Thursday before the convention, we have a 5-pathers reunion dinner where we meet each other, the new guys and then the folks that have been around a while. We shake hands and just have a great time. It's the best way to start the convention is the 5-pathers reunion dinner. All right, let's see here. Now it's time to get into what is this 5-path thing. You know, when I first started in this profession, let's step back a little bit. Before I was in this profession as a hypnotist, I had received a bachelor's degree, a master's degree, and almost a PhD. I've gone through all my coursework for a PhD in clinical psychology. And so I had that background. And one thing I learned in graduate school that you don't learn in high school or undergrad school or anything like that is in graduate school, you learn how to teach yourself. That's a big part of what getting a master's degree and a PhD is about, because you do a dissertation, you do a thesis, and the big part of doing that is you do what's called a literature review. And the literature review is all about finding about what the state of science or the state of research or the established processes are at that moment in time. Then, as a psychologist, we are asked to then do research to nudge things forward, to study the past, and then do research now and to provide a better future. Now, I left the world of psychology a long, long time ago, back in 1996, when I became certified hypnotist. I was all in. So there I was, all in. I completed a certification course, which, you know, it was very exciting, and I, you know, I was said, that's it, I want to do it. But it left me ill-equipped to really do the work. I remember it was 17 people in the class. We all exchanged phone numbers and kept in contact. And after class, only two people even dared to see clients because we just weren't well equipped after my certification class. And then what happened was only one of them ever really got into practice, and that was me. And the difference was, like I mentioned, in graduate school, you learn how to teach yourself. And so I got serious, I dug in, and I started teaching myself. I started going through all the most important books, all the most important videos, all the most important audios that I could find, going to the convention every year. And what happened was, I still was in kind of a state of confusion. A client would come in and I'm going, what am I going to do with this person? Am I going to do, you know, direct suggestion? Am I going to do age regression? Am I going to do parts work? Am I going to do guided visualization? You might know what I'm talking about if you are a full-time hypnotist or trying to be one. The problem with most certification courses is they give you a little bit of this and a little bit of this and say, go forth and hypnotize. Well, that was not working for me. I was doing it. And I was getting mixed results. And I did not like not knowing what I was doing. Raise your hand if you liked not knowing what you're doing. Yeah, I don't see anyone out there raising their hands. Okay, as professionals who are taking money for what we do, we absolutely want to know what we're doing and what we're going to do next and what we're going to do next to bring about reliable, consistent results. Then I ran across a book called The E-Myth. Now, the E-Myth stands for the entrepreneurial myth. And in that book, I was convinced by the author of something that changed everything. He said, if you want to be successful in business, you need to have a system. And then he talked about how powerful having a system as a business is. And he says, as a matter of fact, McDonald's, you know, McDonald's hamburgers, is a system. And that's what really made that happened, that whole franchise thing that we now know, where there's burger places and hot dog places and, you know, so on, breakfast places, is it was learned that what happens, you could have a particular restaurant or oil change place or whatever, and once you get it successful, identify the system and then duplicate it. And I says, oh, that's what I need, is I need a system that works for just about anything that will walk through the door. So I re-examined all the things that I've been studying and put together 5PATH. 5PATH stands for 5-Phased Advanced Transformational Hypnosis. Now, back in the day, I used some bad words. Originally, it was called 5-Phase Abreactive Therapeutic Hypnosis, and that caused a lot of problems in different states because, you know, many hypnotists are not psychology professionals, mental health professionals, or medical professionals, and there's laws against things like therapeutic. And so I changed the meaning of 5PATH. Now it's 5-Phased Advanced Transformational Hypnosis. Now let's get into it. 5PATH. Let me, at first, before I get into 5PATH, I want to take my hat off to some people that really had a lot to do with influencing me, the most important people. Harry Ahrens, Charles Tebbets, Gerald F. Kine, Gil Boyne, and others in the profession of hypnotism. Some names might come to mind. Richard Hart, for example. Then in psychology, strong, strong influence of Franz Anton Mesmer, animal magnetism, Dr. Ivan Pavlov's classical conditioning, Fritz Perls, Gestalt therapy, Aaron Beck's cognitive therapy, and others in the field of psychology. I really, really brought all these things together in the system. As I developed the system, I first tried it myself, the system, over and over and over, and I got great, consistent results. At the time, I had a number of other hypnotists working for me at this Banyan Hypnosis Center, and I taught them. And then they started using it, getting great, consistent results. Then, in 1999, I became a certified instructor for the National Hypnotist and integrated 5-Path into what I was teaching. And so then that's when we started teaching 5-Path to hypnotists around the world, who then got consistent and excellent results. Now I want you to think about studying 5-Path so that you can get consistent, excellent results and make your life easier. It's just so stressful going into work not knowing what you're going to do. Okay, 5-Path in a nutshell. 5 phases, 5-phased advanced transformational hypnosis. Phase one is what we call the preparation, testing, and convincing phase. It's everything that we do to properly prepare the client to instantly or rapidly go into a deep level of hypnosis with a well-executed rapid or instant hypnotic induction. The inductions we currently use are the 5-Path induction and the 8-Word induction. That's those two inductions, and the time tunneling induction when I do age regression, make up nearly 100% of all the inductions I do in my practice every day. All right. So preparation, preparing the person systematically, step by step, hypnotizing them, covertly testing for somnambulism. You need to know how to do covert tests. Then convincers, so that the client knows they're hypnotized. Okay. Then what we do is we typically, in a session, we'll look at the clock and say, do I have time to move on to doing age regression? If not, then what we're going to do is we are going to wrap up that session. All sessions are wrapped up with direct suggestion. A very good direct suggestion script to get started with is the high road, low road, or the universal script that I talked about in my previous video. All right, then what happens is, and age regression and age progression is phase two. Age regression was the thing that got me excited about hypnosis. As a psychology professional, I realized that everything starts somewhere, right? And so what, and at that point when it starts, it is at its weakest point. After that, if it continues up until today, it's been reinforced, 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 and its weakest link or weakest point is the day it began. And so with age regression, I've discovered, well, through research and then through seeing clients, that when you go back to the very beginning, as you do that, you're going to uncover subsequent events. You can go back to the very beginning and transform that. I mean, it's intellectually obvious. How many times have you said to yourself, oh boy, I wish I would have known then what I know now, right? Well, in hypnosis, done right, you can know then what you know now because all your thens are right here. All your thens are right there. That's right. And so we can uncover the then, that time when it all started, and transform it with the knowledge, the hindsight of the adult. So in age regression, phase two, we do that. And then what I added to it was age progression work. Once we make that transformation, we're going to go through those subsequent events that were uncovered on the way back to the initial sensitizing event, where it all started, and then go to 1, 2, or 3 times in the future where they can pre-vivify, pre-live their life in significant events, having experienced the change. This reinforces the change that's happened inside of them. Phase three, forgiveness of others. Phase three is forgiveness of others. As we uncover the causes of the problem, we're going to find out that there were people involved in that. Somebody did that to them. Someone caused them to feel insecure. Someone caused them to feel like they're not good enough. Someone caused them to feel like they're unlovable. Someone caused them to think they live in a world that is exceedingly dangerous, or whatever it is, or they can't trust people, or they can't trust men, or they can't trust women. Someone did that to them. In order to completely cut the connection to the past, what we need to do is we need to forgive that person. So I have a step-by-step process in hypnosis to achieve that every single time. And some of the most important parts of that is the 10 keys to forgiveness. Okay. When all that's done, we move on to phase four. Phase four is forgiveness of self. Once we take the time to uncover the cause of the problem, and we forgive the people associated with the cause of the problem, what's left? What's left is, hey, you know what? This thing happened to when you were 5 years old, or 2 years old, or whatever it was, and you let it perpetuate for this time. Now you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years old, and you're still doing this. You gotta accept some culpability yourself if you really want that fresh start, so that you completely be free of the old problem. I've found that forgiveness of self is one of the most important things. In fact, I have clients go, well, that was the most important session we had. I wish we could have just went there first, but you can't. You can't do the forgiveness of self without first removing the culpability of others and without first finding the history of the problem as revealed in the age regression. That's why five path is in that order. Now, if you know how to do all the things of phase one, perfect, start doing them. If you are an expert in age regression, that's what you want to do next. If you are a parts therapy person that's ready to do forgiveness work, knows how to do forgiveness work, then do that next. Then if you've already read my 10 keys to forgiveness, you know, perfect. You know, just start doing it. Here's the good news. In five path, the vast majority of cases only need the first four phases. Four phases. The fifth phase is for a special situation. It's called secondary gain. Some people, if you remove the cause of the problem, the problem will just be done. It'll just be done. Then you do the direct suggestion for how they're going to be now. But there's a small percentage of the population that when the cause of the problem's been removed, the problem perpetuates. And that's because there's something in the environment that is either continuing to reinforce the old behavior or the old emotional complex or whatever it was, or demanding it. And that is secondary gain. And typically, in a nutshell, secondary gain means that they're getting something out of the problem. And the resistance to change then is they're going to lose that something. Okay? Now, people, your average hypnotist will not do phase five very much. But if you're a psychologist, or you are a doctor, or a nurse, or a chiropractor, or you work with those in those offices, what you're going to find out is you work with people who've had chronic problems through their life. And human beings are amazing. If you have a problem long enough, you're probably going to adapt to it and maybe even find the upside. The upside, that's the benefit. And changing means maybe you have to give up that benefit. Phase five is parts mediation work. Now, parts mediation work is a new thing. But it's a new thing that's an old thing, right? Sometimes new things are two previous existing things brought together in a new way. Charles Tibbetts was known for his parts work, and I'm going to get into this in the next video. We're going to go into deep into parts mediation work. But what I discovered was, through my training in psychology, there's this thing called mediation. And what happens is we can go into conflict internally. And that conflict can cause us to not succeed in achieving what we want. That is that secondary gain. So for those people who are not succeeding after you've done all the work that you think should have been done, they should be fixed, and they continue, I'm going to teach you how to test for secondary gain. I'm going to teach you how to take them through the parts mediation work. And parts mediation work is where I bring the rules of mediation, the same mediation processes that countries and companies go through when they negotiate and mediate, to the internal conflict in an individual. All right. So that's 5-path. You really can learn 5-path and change the way you do business. In fact, it can actually help you become a full-time hypnotist if that's what you want. You can really, really make a big, big difference in people's lives when you have a tried and proven system of hypnosis. All right. Well, I hope you have enjoyed that. I want to tell you right now that one more reason to go to the National Guild of Hypnotists, Saturday, 11 a.m., I'm going to take you through 5-path. I'm going to answer your questions. Come to the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. Take my 11 a.m. Saturday workshop, and you can ask me the what ifs. What if this happens? Does it work for this? Da 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 da. And I will get your questions answered. And right after the talk, you know what? I'm going to hang around, and you can ask me more questions. It's not limited to that. So I want to see you at the convention. I want to help you succeed. I want to explain 5-path to you. And I think that we can do great things together. All right. See you in class. See you at the NGH convention. This is Cal Banyan signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.